And now it's time for sports. A huge upset at Wimbledon, a super conference forming in college sports, and big player moves in the NBA. Joining me now to talk about all of that is Howard Bryant of Meadowlark Media. Howard, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Melissa.
And let's start with this stunning upset at Wimbledon today. The top-ranked woman in the world, Iga Swiatek, eliminated in the third round. How big a deal is this?
It's a very big deal. And to go out in straight sets, Iga Swiatek was the best player going. She won the French Open. She had a 37-match win streak. Vulnerable on grass. No one really quite knew who was going to emerge on the grass because it's such a different surface. They only play in it three and a half weeks a year. But at the same time, she had been dominant. She has just been absolutely obliterating the field after Ash Barty retired. And so this is a big, big win, especially for Alizé Cornet, who is a very good grass court player and always dangerous and always unpredictable and very dramatic. And so if anybody was going to pull off the upset, it would be Cornet. Good win for her.
Alizé Cornet from France, taking
from France,
down
yes.
Iga Swiatek from Poland. Let's turn to college sports and the news this week that USC and UCLA announced that they are abandoning the Pac-12 conference. They're moving to the Big Ten in 2024, traditionally a Midwestern conference. I'm seeing this described as a seismic move. What does it tell us about the state of college sports?
Well, it absolutely tells us that it's a free-for-all, all based on the money of college football and the TV money that comes with college football. You're asking schools now to do as much as they can to maximize football money, and everyone else is going to pay the price. And one of the things that they're not paying nearly enough attention to is the fact that you're asking Pac-12 schools, you're asking UCLA, you're asking USC to travel across the country for a full college schedule. And the effect of this on academics, it's just a total hypocrisy. You're not even thinking. They're not thinking about students at all. They're not thinking about anything but money. And the Pac-12 schools are going to pay a price in terms of the good teams, like the softball teams and the warm weather sports teams now have to fly into cold weather to compete. It's just a money grab, and it's all based on the riches of college football and the TV money that everybody wants.
And finally, let's talk about the big moves in the NBA. The season is over. That doesn't mean that things are quiet because it is free agency time. What are the biggest deals that we've seen so far?
Well, Melissa, there's the NBA season, and then there's the NBA soap opera season. We are now in the soap opera season, which is the offseason. The big deal, of course, is Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, the absolute disaster that became the Brooklyn Nets. You've got these two of the greatest players in the game right now. Kyrie Irving is about to be traded, I'm sure. Kevin Durant has already asked for a trade. And it's going to uproot the entire offseason because wherever these guys go, it shifts the balance because they're that good, especially Kevin Durant. And obviously, the big deal with this is that you brought these guys to Brooklyn to bring a championship. And instead, because of Kyrie Irving's vaccination status, the disaster with James Harden, and now Kevin Durant, clearly maybe the greatest offensive player of all time, wants out. What a disaster in Brooklyn. And we'll see what happens in the rest of the offseason, but wow. And meanwhile, the rest of the league, there are deals going all over the place. Rudy Gobert, the three-time Defensive Player of the Year, just got moved to the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Boston Celtics just got Malcolm Brogdon, who is a terrific player from the Indiana Pacers. And this league is stacked. There are great teams everywhere. And of course, then there's the big one where everyone's wondering what's going to happen with LeBron James and the Lakers. Who are they going to land? Maybe it'll be Kyrie Irving and LeBron James reunited once again. This is the soap opera season in the NBA, and people can't get enough of it.
That's Howard Bryant of Meadowlark Media. Howard, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.